Hiya.
Welcome to our spooky episode.
Yes, yes. So this is like a little sister spooked segment.
Sister spooked.
Myself and Sophie for ages, we're like, what will we do for Halloween? Because we are two Halloween queens. And we decided to just do like a little mini segment.
Yeah, a little mini ep.
A little mini episode where we decided we would talk about ghosting.
Spooky, the spookiest things of all. And we have also a little spooky story. Can we stop saying the word spooky? A little horror story, I guess.
Yeah. There's no pal today. You're the pal, I suppose.
Spirits are the pal.
Oh,
spooky.
We're not drinking, though.
Yeah, we're also not drinking today. But
oh, sorry.
Oh, that was a Tinder match.
Sorry.
Staying on topic. So on brand. That was a Tinder match.
Everything happened.
Treat. Honestly, is he a trick or is he a treat?
Am I a trick or a treat, though? These are questions that must be answered. Oh my god, will I change my Tinder bio to that?
Yes. Little seasonal Tinder bio there. Mm. We love that.
So yeah, ghosting.
Yeah.
What do you think, Soph?
I think ghosting is I try to not ghost people, though. Like, sometimes it does come to a case where you kind of just have to. If someone's being super, like, not getting the message, sometimes you just have to.
Are you more of a ghost or a ghosty?
Oh, ghosty. Like, not ashamed to admit, absolute ghosty, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I ever got ghosted was, probably not the first time, like, I properly got, like, heavily ghosted that I can, like, remember was, I was texting this guy for like 2 months when I was in sixth year. Like,
oh, you got a pen pal?
Yeah, lovely pen pal. Shout out to Mike Ryan for coining that term for me now.
You would make so much money in like sending letters to people in prison. Do you know, like, that? There's a niche for you.
Honestly,
like,
there is a niche. But can people make money off that? I thought they just find prison husbands.
You can make money off that. Like,
criminals.
Criminals. Kind of sexy, spooky. Sorry.
We were texting for like 2 months, and I mean to say, like, we were writing each other like essays. Like, I looked back, like, I think like a few months ago, and just because like Hannah Creepy popped up, we're not friends on Facebook anymore, and I was just like, oh my god, never used to text him. Look back, and like, I was astounded. Like, I don't text anyone like that anymore. Like, it was like reams and reams of messages. Like, and there was like months of messages, like 2 months, I think, fully, and then he was like friends with people I was friends with.
Okay.
And we met through Tinder. And we went to a night out, and he like walked by me, and I was like, oh, hey, how are you? And he was like, ugh, and kind of got a bit freaked out. I knew he was really quiet in person anyway, because of the group of friends kind of hung out with, their quiet people. And he just never spoke to me after that.
Spooked.
Yeah, but like, obviously just didn't like me, but like, I got over it. It was fine.
Do you even
remember that?
Why do you think people ghost?
I think two things. I think my reason only ever for ghosting is if someone doesn't actually get the message of me being like, okay, smiley face, or like, I will usually always explain myself. I think it's easier for everyone if you're just like honest and open and being like, I'm not feeling this, or like something like that. And then the second reason I think people do it usually, I think, is when people like, they're like, oh, I don't want to hurt anyone. It's like, you're hurting someone more by just ghosting them, by leaving someone in the dark.
So true.
And they just don't know how to approach the situation.
So true.
I
think one of the main sorry, do you know what I'm so cognizant of, because I edit all the podcasts, I always start by saying I think, and then I like wait a few seconds and I cut those seconds out so no one hears it, but I always like wait a few seconds and I'm like, I think, and then I try and say something, but it always comes out so disjointed.
Cut that.
I think the reason that people ghost is that it's so much easier. It's so much easier
to ignore something than just be like, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And like, it's hard to say this is how you feel. Like, it's hard. I had to do that with a friend recently and be like, I just need to cut down contact a bit, like, I'm just like in like a not good headspace, I just need to like chill on this friendship.
Yeah,
which is like hard to do in a friendship sense, because totally, you can't ghost a friend, but like, it's like, by leaving someone in the dark and like absolutely have no idea what's going on, it's ultimately going to hurt them more. And they're going to resent you, because like, there's people that I've been upfront with about dates and stuff, and like, just say I went on a date and they didn't enjoy it, and after they asked me, I'd just be upfront and be like, hey, I had a really good time. Like, we know I have my templates of rejection messages.
She genuinely has templates, but they're all really good.
Honestly, they're all true. Like, and just be upfront about it. Like, there's no point in not.
I think sometimes if someone is not socially competent enough to excuse themselves from your relationship or whatever in a respectful manner, ghosting is better. Like, I can think of a recent event where I would have preferred to have been ghosted than got what I got.
I don't think you would have. I think you would have been driven insane. I think in any situation, like...
Oh, I love this. Argue with me, Mom.
I think you would have been driven insane.
Maybe.
You would. Kate, I know you. You would have been driven up the walls and you'd be like, but what's going on? Like, I don't know, like, what's
but
happening?
It depends. It depends. I always think, and I said this before, like, the possibility of something is always hurts way more than the memory of something.
We discussed this. We discussed this with Maggie Donovan. Shout out again. She was so happy with her shout out.
What a baby. Lovely
it's
haircut.
It's so much harder to get over something that could have happened. Oh. Did happen. But we're also talking about ghosting after going on a date or a couple of dates.
Yeah.
What do you think we're ghosting, like, just off Tinder? I will ghost 100%.
Harmless, to a degree. I think I am so guilty of it. Like, I think
I'll send like two messages and be like, I can't be honest.
Yeah, but like I think it's all testing ground. It's like you don't owe anything to someone that you matched on Tinder.
Yeah.
But I think that you're sussing each other out. Do you know what I mean? So like three messages in and they're still like, hee hee, what you up to, four laughing emojis, you're like, do you know what? I just don't think this is gonna work.
So true.
Oh my god, I got a message from a 27-year-old the other day and he said, what you up to, but spelled like what WOT UYU up number two.
You what, mate?
And I immediately was just like, and that's very judgmental of me, but like that is just a non-negotiable for me. Like I need someone who knows how to communicate
then
effectively.
Why are you friends with me? I can barely talk.
Yeah, but like you're not going to be the person that I spend the rest of my life with in terms of a romantic relationship.
Wow,
I see the way
podcast will go on forever.
Baby. But like in that situation, I feel no remorse and guilt. In like, I don't think that me being honest and open, being like, look, I'm just not feeling it, I don't think that would be helpful in that situation. I think ghosting is completely accepted on Tinder after a certain degree of time. Do you know what I mean? Or underneath a certain degree
of time.
I think
after like, underneath messaging for 3 days, depending on the extent.
I think
like
if you
grand to ghost.
Yeah. I don't think it's grand to ghost if you've made plans to meet.
Yeah, it's a bit shy. I just think everyone should be upfront, but I realise some people just like can't do that emotionally.
So true.
And some people aren't in the headspace to do it. You know, if you're mad headspace, it can be really, really hard to lay all your cards at the table.
Yeah. I was speaking to one of my very good friends, Brian, last night. Brian with a Y. What's up, baby?
Yes.
But I know.
I love the continental.
Fun spell. Very continental. And I was talking about how I get over, so when I like I'm interested in somebody, mm-hmm. I'm very vulnerable and I oblige my full self to somebody.
Yeah, I know.
But like I will like give my whole self to the possibility of something, which I regret, but I also he brought to my attention that it's something that's admirable and brave.
100%.
But it's only come to light in my head now that some people don't know how to deal with that. But like it's not as if I'm asking for commitment with someone, but like I will show the full spectrum of myself and be very open to somebody.
Same.
For a possibility, because I'm such a fucking romantic, it's disgusting. So like
you're just very open and some people don't know how to handle that.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes that's a reason that people ghost, because they're actually not willing to be vulnerable.
Ooh.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I liked that.
Babe, do you think one night stands are ghosting? So, like, if you have a one-night stand with someone and you don't contact each other afterwards, have you ghosted?
No. Because if you don't, like, if you haven't contacted each other.
But, like, what if you're waiting for a text, like?
Text them.
I love that.
Love that for us.
Love that for us. So, for the next spooky segment.
We're going to have a...
Yeah.
And I think for the purpose of the story, we should say the guest that was staring alongside us, we will call guest, and the host
we
of
will
said
call
platform
host.
Is called host.
Yeah, so we're like on a panel discussion and like the questions that were being thrown at us were very like unorganized. Right. So the way I described it to my friends is like, do you know the phrase of being woke? Like in terms of being woke, these lads were asleep. Like, they were unconscious, like no stirring them at all.
Yeah, there was a lot of trying to express opinion but using the complete wrong language for it.
Yeah, I think that was what it was. And there was a lot of like So say, for instance, like the topic of the friend zone came up.
Yeah.
And when myself and Sophie tried to be like, we weren't even argumentative. We were actually really subdued for us. Like,
yeah, I'm just like, doesn't really exist though.
Do you know, like the friend zone just kind of means that she's not
and
into
in
you.
And in fairness to guest, he agreed.
He did agree. But there was also like social media polls taken into account for the like topics of the show.
Yeah.
So the host put out these polls on social media and like would bring them up as topics, as I just said. And one of the polls was, have you slept with more or less than 10 people? Which, firstly, where the fuck did the number 10 come from? Sorry.
Plucked out of the air.
And also, sexual numbers is a spooky topic. Like, I think that people, especially girls, get so hung up on numbers.
Yeah, 100%.
Body counts, or whatever you want to call it. That it's a really sensitive topic. And when that was brought up, everybody, like, you, me
went
included,
tense.
Went tense because...
Including guest. Guest also went a bit tense as
and
well.
And host. Like, it was like... so funny. It was like immediately all of us were like, we're not comfortable in saying what our number is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's just not what you'd
we
say.
We thought we were going to be asked. We were also... Yeah, we thought we were going to be asked. There was just very sensitive questions being asked as well of... like, have you ever been in love? Like...
It actually was a challenging... affair, and not just challenging in the sense of like, oh god, it was like difficult. I think it was actually good challenging for us to an extent because we were outside of our comfort zone and bubble of like our typical like liberal friend group.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that's good.
Yeah, well, it always is, I think, to differentiate your opinions. But like the
Sophie,
host at one
yeah,
stage,
go ahead.
said the host at one stage said that he himself would not consider sleeping with someone if they'd slept with over 10 people.
Over 5 people.
No, he said that at our age, everyone should be about 23 years old, everyone should be at about 5 people. Should.
But then also would refuse to be in a relationship with someone that slept with
over
10
people. So as in, like, that was the magic number that, like, he would never go over. Sorry, I thought I said the name. He would never go over.
But also then when quizzed about that, a host was like, well, like, I'm not a slut, so...
Yeah, and then took it back immediately, seeing the expression on mine and Kate's face. Then also, later on in the conversation, something was brought up, and guest said, always wear protection. And me and Kate were like, that's such a good... Yes!
Yeah, always wear protection.
And then guest suddenly started being like, oh, do you know, like, it actually doesn't really feel as good with the condom on and stuff, unless you have, like, the really thin condoms. And me and Kate were like...
Cool.
Okay, that's your own opinion. Like, whatever. Like,
yeah, you do you, man.
Yeah, like, you buy them thin condoms, you do that.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to express that...
A metaphor.
Sex with a condom felt like eating a sandwich through a sandwich bag.
And then proceeded to verify with us whether that was funny or not.
After the camera turned off.
But Sophie then turned to them and was like, do you ever think, like, genuinely, like, she wasn't being sarcastic, but she was like, do you ever think about talking about women as if they're human beings? And the response, honestly and sincerely, was, that's a good point.
It was like, I was being like, would you ever think about
women
as humans? Like, like, jested. And he was just like, that's actually just amazing. That's unreal. Like,
that's a good point. Like,
that's, like, life-changing advice there.
So myself and Sophie walked away from this situation.
No, wait, there's still more.
Oh, the what?
there's
so
still
sorry.
More. Cake.
Sorry,
still
sorry,
more.
Sorry, sorry.
So
we're such
also,
a fun generation, don't we?
We also, there was the condom thing also, continuing on from this sandwich bag comment, we were like, well, you either wear the sandwich bag.
Or STIs are
or get
an
the
issue.
Diseases from the sandwich, do you know what I mean?
Especially when it comes to casual sex.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Oh, it's just like there is diseases out there. Like,
yeah, like,
is syphilis on the rise in Cork at the moment?
Yeah.
Like, 100%, like, protect yourselves. And then...
Guest
proceeded to say, yeah, but, like, you can just wash yourself after.
I feel like that is the spookiest thing I've heard all month. Anyway, so myself and Sophie then walked away from this situation being like, do you know what?
Hilarious
event. I'm glad that maybe we shed some light on topic. Now, to keep in mind that we were guests as a favour to our friend. When we walked away from that being like, if we had shared some insight, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Do you know? Proceeding then, maybe 5 or 6 hours later.
Yeah, I'm at home. I'm living my best life. I'm doing things.
Okay, that sounded raunchy.
No. I'm doing like make my dinner things.
Yeah, like, and I'm
probably making my lunch for the next day. Love that. I definitely was organized. Making my lunch for the next day.
Because it was Sunday, yeah. I was at home just after Sherry, living my best life.
We were after having a hangover day of all days.
Of all days.
After broke, obviously.
And then Kate Moriarty put up a little gorgeous, Instagram.
Gorgeous little.
And a comment goes up underneath it from...
Guest
tagging host saying
friend zone
question mark, to which I'm like, nothing offensive in that.
Yeah, nothing at all.
But I just
host response doesn't exist to me. Like funny little tidbit. Oh, memories.
Like I did during the day. Like I didn't get it, but like I was like, you do you. Do you know what I mean?
It's just like a little throwback to what we were talking about earlier.
But then guest comments underneath my photograph being like 10 over 10 or under 10 question mark.
Which
implies that they were trying to decipher whether or not I'd slept with more or less than 10 people. I was raging. Raging.
But along with, like, I know host didn't comment it, didn't really get why it was offensive, but also didn't stand with us. There was also someone else in the room that did stand by us and completely understood.
Why that was
completely understood why we were offended, but the host also didn't. And when we asked the host not to, we don't want Two Girls One Pal to be really affiliated with that kind of.
Yeah, we basically told them that we didn't want any of the recording to be used.
It was replied to with, "Are you sure I can't use it?" with a laughing emoji.
I think though the takeaway from this whole experience is. We have very opposing views to some people.
Yeah.
And that, while it's scary, is reality.
And that's the spookiest tale of all, really.
Do you have any fun Halloween stories to, like, cap us off? No. So, Sophie, what are you dressing up as for Halloween?
I think I'm going to be a zombie princess.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a skirt that I was meant to wear for my birthday and I never wore it, so now's my only chance.
Weak. Where are you going? Broke. I don't know if I'm going to go out or not.
Do you stay in line? Walk to work together.
Yeah, cute. Done. Do you think I could get red contacts and go as like a sexy kitten or something? I will never.
What are you dressing up as, Kate?
So, I have a plethora of costumes at home.
Plethora.
Plethora.
What a great word.
You're welcome. Plethora. Word of the day. I have a good few costumes at home, but I think I want to go. I've seen. One of my Facebook friends, Maria Lawler, she probably hasn't listened to this. She's actually friends with a friend. She's an acquaintance. She and a group of her friends dressed up as Spice Girls and then had bags on them and they went to Spice Bags last year. I feel like I might bring it out. But I don't know if I go as one.
Spice?
But if I go as Scary Spice. But like, I
have the hair.
Do you know? But I feel like if I'm going to go out as a solo Spice Girl, would someone get it?
I don't know. I think if you just dress up as a Spice Bag.
What
just wear a bean bag and say spice on your head.
Oh, no. Why don't I dress up as a bag and just have like cumin, paprika, like written on me?
Hilarious. Brilliant.
Amazing. Love it.
Groundbreaking.
I don't work on Halloween, so I might just go into town and like pick up a little costume.
Go ham.
Yeah, a week.
Oh, that's pretty weird. Rare to go. You'll be rare.
Oh my god, so myself and Sophie went to see the White Witch today. No, we didn't go to see her.
There was like a few guests.
It was like a panel discussion.
Beer hall in UCC and
it was an interesting time.
I talked to a medium who got everything wrong. And I'd be like a believer and she got everything wrong.
She tried.
Yeah. She asked me, did I know a Mary? What Irish person doesn't know a Mary?
That's like being like,
oh, you have an arm.
I feel like your relatives really put pressure on you to own a house.
Every
Irish person ever. I feel like you're disappointed with your leaving cert results. I feel like you didn't get the Shrap Victoria that you wanted.
How did she know? Of course I wanted number one.
You
I got
hated
20.
Project Maths. Oh my god. That's so stupid.
You dropped down from Honours Irish to Pass.
So myself and Sophie, believe it or not, were in the brogue there recently.
Oh god.
And
very unusual.
Very unusual. To be fair though, we had a 3-week streak that we didn't go out.
2 week.
3 week.
2 week.
2 week streak.
Did you have a 3 week?
Without you.
3 week
streak. Unusual. Week as in W-E-A-K. Why? Why? Oh my god. I have to. Why was so confident?
W-E-A-K-Y. Why? Why?
Oh god, we're so tired.
We want to end this podcast by saying, three me, please come on our podcast.
Myself and Sophie were watching, I think it was Lads episode 5 or something the other day, and I was in bits. Bits when they're like FIFA and Rollies. I was just not in a good way, like
budget.
So our song of the week this week is
spookiest song of all. Maniac 2000.
Is it 2000 or 3000?
Mark
Ruffalo. Breen. So myself and Sophie also were hoping to do like a tarot card reading for today, because Sophie reads tarot cards.
Ooh, she's I'm a spooky bitch.
She's a spiritual sister. If you guys would want to see something like that, let us know.
Let us know in the comments below.
The comments below, guys. But we're also
click subscribe. She's a maniac.
Oh yeah, so we're working really hard as well to get all of our stuff up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. So hopefully that will be happening soon.
Yeah, so y'all can close your phones,
please,
and listen to us.
So
it can be texting your bureau, you can be texting your side hoe, you can be tweeting about us while you listen to us.
As long as we're not the side hoes.
As long as we're not side hoes, be the main hoes. We know hoes.
Hose ban. Okay. Okay, so happy Halloween. If you're listening to this on Halloween, come see us in the Brogue tonight. The amount of people that have come up to us in the Brogue being like, we knew you'd be here. We're like, people like, we know, obviously, but like, still.
It's like, you're here again. I'm like, the babies are like, today's so I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, happy Halloween. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Till next time.